Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the word try. Susan, so I was recently thinking about this really amazing article you sent out that was talking about this idea of trying something. And when someone asks us to do something, we say, I'll try. I would love to have you talk more about your perspective about why that spoke so much to you.
Thanks, Tessa. My mom, probably in my 20s, would say, trying is dying, doing is succeeding. And I never really grasped it in the way that I did now. I won't tell you how many years later, but it hit home when I read that article by Robin Jackson. And she talked about having an interpreter pause her and say, we don't have a word for try. And I thought about it, and you're right. You either do something or you don't do something. So it's that trying is dying and doing is succeeding. And it just, at my age, to recognize, oh my gosh, how often do I sometimes say try? And paying attention to my language has been really interesting the last couple of weeks to figure out, am I doing what I say I'm going to do, or do I procrastinate and use that word try, right? That really doesn't have any relevance in other languages, perhaps, to mean something. What about you? Right.
So what I love too, so in my family, we have this fun, like we love Yoda, baby Yoda, especially. And we always say like Yoda one for me. So I think about Yoda, and Yoda says, do or do not, there is no try. And I really, I've loved that because it really is about just making a decision and sticking with it. And so as I was thinking about that, as you were talking, I was thinking about Mel Robbins, who has the, she even wrote a book about like the 5 second decision. And basically what she did is she told herself, when she knows what the right thing to do is, and she's hesitant to do it, then she just counts from 5 to 1, like a blast off, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then she just moves forward and does it. And she said that that perspective has just shifted everything in her world because she's really been allowed to, she knows what she's supposed to be doing because of her own stuff and all of her history, like her, the garbage in her head, all of the reasons, the negative voices, all of that stuff that gets in the way. She doesn't follow through, but now that she uses this 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, she just, there's just no more excuses. Like, you know what you got to do and just make it happen. And I, when I was thinking about that, as you were talking about that, if we could live with that kind of a mindset of, don't just say you're going to try to do something. Cause we all know if you say you're going to try to do something, most of the time you're just not going to do it. Right. It's your get out of jail free card. It's your, like, I don't want to do it. So I'm going to just say, oh, I'll try. So to begin to notice that.
And so your challenge is, commit to Tessa's strategy at the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and doing something instead of using the words, I'll try.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.